weird lean, the kids say.
I don't know which kids, but they're not mine.
Excuse us while we take 20 minutes to get comfortable.
Doesn't it take... Well, honestly, if it doesn't take you 20 minutes to get comfortable, can you please, like, tweet at us and let us know? I would like to know exactly what time, like, how long it takes. Like, if you can test, like...
You could time yourself.
Yes, and then send us a picture.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
I need quotable times.
I do feel like the acoustics in here are a lot better.
Yes.
Just in general.
I agree.
In this hollowed out butternut squash that we're... This is now week 4.
I like how you make it sound like we're on, like, Big Brother or Survivor. You're like, this is week 4
of us. We've been trapped in this house.
Someone has been feeding us through a slot. Although, if it were that situation, like, from Rugrats, where, like, Dee Dee was yelling through the little mail slot, and she was just like, just leave the bags and go away! Exactly. I would love that kind of scenario.
Exactly.
Welcome back to It's 2 a.m.
Welcome back.
I am Chad.
I'm Grace.
And today's topic is fan fiction.
Yay.
I like how you sound, like, so despondent. You're like, no. Please, no, sir.
No, I'm very excited to talk about this topic.
I know you are, because you suggested it.
I did, that's right.
And I was like, yeah, sure, I'm all for it.
I feel like you were a little hesitant.
Only because I suggested. The only reason why I was hesitant. The only reason why I was hesitant when you suggested it was because it's very embarrassing. Honestly, this can get very embarrassing. Like, this is going to get full on embarrassing, so, you know, everyone strap on your helmets and buckle up.
It is, that's why we're here.
You should just go ahead and put on a condom now.
Even if you don't have a penis, go ahead.
They have female.
Put it on.
They have female condoms.
Put it on your hand.
You don't even have to put on condoms. You can just put on a glove on one of on the hand that's holding your phone.
Oh boy, yeah. Put on that glove. You're gonna want some protection.
It's about to get salacious.
Salacious. So, Chad, tell us about your first, how did you discover fanfic? What was
my
first experience with it?
So my first
your
childhood
first
trauma.
Time.
So my first childhood trauma. Thanks everyone for coming to my therapy session.
Mm-hmm.
No, my first fanfic that I read was actually like Inuyasha fanfic. And it was back when you really had to hunt for that shit. You really did. Like, I remember having to go to, like, specific sites where, like, that's all they had was just Inuyasha fanfic. And you could, like, search it by pairing.
Really?
And
this was before fanfic.net?
Yeah. I feel like all of these sites were probably just, like, LiveJournal affiliated.
Okay. Oh, I do. Yes, I do remember LiveJournal.
Yeah, I feel like they were usually probably that. And it was, like, I remember I used to print them out and read them. And because, you know, back then you shared the computer with, like, your family, so you couldn't, like, be sitting on your computer for hours reading it. So I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna just, like, print this out, and I'm gonna read it.
That's really funny.
But I remember I used to read what was classified as lemon fanfic back then, which is the hard, explicit content. Mm-hmm.
Sexual content.
Yes, and boy, was it racy. Got my preteen heart percolating.
We should have picked a fanfic to read on air.
Oh, goodness. You know what? Now that you've mentioned that, I'm going to go find one specifically just because I know when and what I want to talk about this. Like, I know specifically where this is going. So, you know, everyone wait with bated breath to know what this is.
My first fanfics... I'm not sure how I discovered them, but they were definitely Harry Potter. And I was definitely more into the, like, comedic, what they used to call crack fix. Because I was just a youngin'. I didn't really start to seek out ship-related fanfic until later. And then that was, like, the only reason I read fanfic later.
I feel like that's the only reason why... A lot of people.
Anybody, yeah, not anybody, but as a young girl on the internet, I was definitely all about those, like,
as a preteen.
Typing away with my braces.
Crack fix. I never had braces. Thank you very much. I have perfect teeth. I have small, perfect mouse teeth.
Okay.
Yep. I don't remember when I first came across smut fanfics, but...
Really?
Yeah, no, I don't remember, but I mean...
I feel like it was, like... I feel like for me,
but that definitely wasn't my first foray into it.
Oh, yeah. I think mine, definitely was. I was like, I need this. Like, it was my first delve into anything kind of, you know, it was kind of like a sexual awakening of sorts. It's like, that's how I experienced it. It's like, it's like anime, and then I went there. It's like, I watched anime and then I read fanfic about anime. So, really, I was just a hop, skip, and a... I wasn't even a hop, skip. I was just literally across the street from hentai.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I stayed away from it for so long.
Well, because, in a weird way, fanfic, it doesn't feel... I don't know. It doesn't feel like you're watching porn.
Mm.
You're just reading it, and it's somehow better.
That's true. I mean, you feel it feels artsy. It's kind of like how like people felt like because they were reading Fifty Shades of Grey. It's like,
yeah, I was gonna say, like,
I'm not watching smut. I'm just reading it.
Yeah, Fifty Shades of Grey. You know, it was that whole like, oh, like repressed housewives were
bumping up against anything.
Yeah, waking up to their sexual needs. Blah blah. I don't know if that's true, but
I don't know if that's true, but I just want to. Let you guys know out there, that's what was happening.
But for some reason, reading it, and I have not read Fifty Shades of Grey, just want to go on record and say that.
Me either.
Because I am a true fanfic reader, and so I have not read
you make yourself sound like, I am a connoisseur. I am an intellectual.
Well, it's kind of like saying, I don't watch blockbusters. I only watch indies. Like,
I only watch art house films by auteurs. It's like, alrighty then.
I always tell people, oh, I don't read much. Like, I always want to read more, you know, like, I always want to read more books. I used to read a lot as a kid. I don't read anymore. But I do read. I just can't tell you what I read.
Life is distracting, that's why.
Well, it's true. But I also do read. But it's not...
It's not,
I don't know if you could call it real.
It's trash.
I'm not, like, cracking open a novel, you know?
I'm cracking open some really terrible things.
Cracking open private browsing on my phone at midnight. Are you looking for...
Yeah.
Something.
I am, but okay, so I used to write fanfic way back when. That was like initially how I got. Honestly, fanfic is exactly how I got started with writing in general. Like, I mean, I used to write as like a kid.
That's interesting.
Just random stuff or whatever, or stuff I had to do as assignments, but I actually started writing fanfic as a kid and was like anime fanfic, and it wasn't anything salacious. Or anything like what we keep talking about, or what I keep talking about. It was actually just like, it was like OC insert, original character inserts, where I would just like insert this character I came up with into that world. It's like, all right, so, and they were like in the world of Yo-Yo Hakusho, which was like this anime I loved as a kid. And I'm like, oh, they're in this tournament and they're all fighting against each other. And I used to write it and I used to save it on floppy disks. Actually, the thing floppy is, discs. I actually encountered those floppy disks when I was cleaning up our garage.
Once. Oh, really?
Yes, I threw them away. I didn't want to. Like, for one, like, what am I going to put it in?
You should have resurrected them somehow.
I really should have. I feel like I was just so... repelled by it. I was like, goodbye. But now, like, looking back, I really do wish I kept it.
Oh,
but, you know, you get so, like, ashamed of stuff sometimes. You're just like, I have to get rid of this.
That's very true. To get rid of the evidence.
You bury it deep down in the pits of hell where it belongs. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, that was basically my first inklings into fanfic. And then when I really started to get into fanfic... and this is going to be a spoiler alert, this is about to get hella embarrassing. When I really started to get into fanfic, I was really into, like, supernatural fanfic. Mm. Specifically mm-hmm. Winces. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, it was just written so, like, a lot of it was very well written. And it could be very salacious where you're like,
no, I'm not saying anything, but I am 100% with you.
You're just, like, clutching your pearls in the corner. You're like, oh, my goodness. These are some dark things. Because there was, like, all this supernatural stuff happening at the same time. So it was, like, it was, like, paranormal, but it was, like, sexy. And also, it was, like, paranormal, sexy, taboo. Also, there were, like, BDSM elements at the same time. You're all like, there's, like, so much going. Honestly, some of that stuff should have been made. That should have been made instead of 50 Shades of Grey. Mm. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Especially since it's just, like, some of that stuff just whips back and forth. You have no idea.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of fanfics that I've read that are very good. Like, they are novel good. And, like, yes. I'm like, why? Like, this person should be published, not the other people.
That's the weird thing is, I feel like, honestly, it's, like, where a lot of writers start to dip their toe into writing and see how they feel about it. And then if they, like...
Yeah, I think we were talking about this on another episode, weren't we?
Yeah, how, I feel like some of them who, like... Cause TV I'm talking writers. Like, yeah, TV writers sometimes. And I think there's actually some novel writers who, like, confess to that as well. But, I mean, like, with people like Cassandra Clare and those other ones...
I think her name is E.L. James.
What, the 50 Shades person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have no idea. I have no idea who the lady's name is. I mean, like, more power to you, and I'm glad you out there got your coin. Like, because joke's on us. Like, we may talk about how we didn't like it. You got a 3-book deal and 3-movie deal out of it. Yep. So,
she's living.
So, toot toot to you.
Toot toot to you. Yo, James. I think that's your name.
Yeah, but...
Tweet at us.
I feel like,
No, there's a lot that I've read that I'm like, this is legitimately novel quality. And it's, like, novel length, too. Like,
it's true. It's, like, 60, because those people words. Out there just, like, demand it, too. They're like, when are you gonna publish another chapter? No, because, like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go look for a fic. And then I thought about it. I was like, I'm gonna pull up the fic that I literally, to this day, still get kudos notes, like, emailed to me where people are like, oh, they liked your fic. I literally get emails about this all the time. And I'm just like, when will this stop haunting me?
When will this end?
This is from literally, like, I think it's 2012. It has been 6 years. I have been haunted
by... That's not even that long ago. I thought you were gonna be like, 2007.
No, this is... like... Well, this is Teen Wolf fanfic.
Okay. So, oh, right.
Because I was real into Teen Wolf. Oh, I was so into it. And, like, with fanfic, I was even more into it. But, yeah, going back to Winces, I was just so... The pairing was great, anyway, but that was mainly why I read it. It was, like, the pairing and the quality of it, and I feel like there were a couple within that fanfic universe I would listen to, or, like, read, but that were, like, outside of that pairing, because there...
I never read any Destiel, because I was thinking about that life.
Destiel wasn't all that interesting.
It wasn't as interesting
but they used to do Sam's. They do Sam's DL too, which is a little bit more interesting because it's like two softer characters. Because I mean, like, Sam is the soft
two bottoms.
Sam is the soft to Dean's heart. Okay, no, but they used to always make Dean bottom for Sam, and like,
Really? I don't remember.
I don't think always. I will say a lot.
I don't remember that.
But when it was Sam and like Castiel, I think. Sam would bottom for Castiel. I don't know. Whatever. It was... I'm getting too much into the logistics. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about all of our bottom and top headcanons.
Everyone's verse. They also have Wincesty.
Everyone's verse.
They also have Wincesty. I don't want anyone just, like, emailing us, like, this is verse erasure.
Verse erasure.
I would scream if someone emailed us that.
Email us if you think we're being problematic. I mean, we're talking about Wincest, which people hate, so.
Yeah, but again, they're, like, fictional characters, so I automatically think of that in my head. I'm just like, because, I mean, whenever I would read it, I would imagine Jensen Ackles and
Jared
Padalecki, and it's just like, I know in my mind that they're not related, so in my mind, I'm like, they're not, exactly, I'm like, even if you say that they're brothers in this, I'm thinking of these two dudes who are not related.
So, I once read an AU that was, so people, okay.
Please explain what an AU is for the viewers at home.
AU, or alternate universe, is where you take the set of characters from the show or whatever, and you put them into a different world, and they're the same characters, the same people, but they're just in a different setting, and their relationships might be the same, or maybe they're not, blah, 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 blah.
If this conversation is going towards a coffee shop AU conversation,
I don't read that many coffee shop AUs, actually.
I don't know why people love them so much.
They're not as popular as Well, I don't see as many as I feel like people say that there are.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I can agree with that.
Maybe it's more of an anime thing, and I don't read a lot of anime fanfic.
I mean...
Anymore.
Anymore.
But one time, there was, like, this AU, and it was, like... about to explain it. It was like the cast of Supernatural in high school, but it was also their wives. Like, remember, like, people would love to include, like, Danielle or whatever her name was, and Jared Padalecki's wife, and then Genevieve.
Yeah.
And then it would be like an AU of, like, all of them in high school.
Oh my god, I think I know what you're talking about. That's the funnier thing. I think I know what you're talking about.
And I read one once, and it was really funny. I just, like, that's, like, one of the ones that I remember from Supernatural fanfic, is, like, that specific one that was, like, kind of an AU of RPF. RPF, or Real People Fiction.
I love how you just sound like the lower thirds. Like, just popping up on screen.
Yep. I'm the fun fact.
No, what's really funny is I feel like, because we talked about this, I have to segue directly into Steric fanfic.
Definitely.
Just because, all right, I want to talk about Steric fanfic by itself, but I do specifically want to talk about this one particular thing that happened years ago, where it was like ship wars or something. And it was like a huge thing on Tumblr that particular year. I have no idea why. I think it was like, it was literally like the height of Steric and Destiel at the same time. And then someone drew Destiel and Steric as if they were actual people. Like, a fuse of the character designs. So that
I don't remember this at all.
It's so funny. And then they paired them together. Like, why Steric versus Destiel when they could be together?
My god.
And I was like, what?
That's hilarious. And
it's so, honestly, it's so funny. I feel like you can probably, like, Google it and find it. It's hilarious.
I need to see this.
It was great.
Well, a lot of the Teen Wolf fandom came out of the Supernatural fandom.
Very true.
So I feel like Destiel and Wincest kind of translated into Steric.
Yeah.
And there were, you know, there was no, like, Wincest versus Destiel with Teen Wolf. It was literally just Steric. Although some people did ship Scott and Stiles, I think, right?
Yeah, but I never got that. That didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I just didn't see any chemistry there.
They were like, yeah, they should be together. I'm like, they're friends. Those are, like, actual friends.
They're friends.
Not like when people are like, oh, they're friends. Wink, wink. It's like, no, those two dudes are, like, specifically friends. Like, oh, I'm gonna, like, slap you in the nuts because, like, haha, we're straight dude friends.
Just to be clear, we don't have any straight dude.
No, we have a few.
We have a few. They're out there.
They're out there listening to this.
They out there.
We acknowledge you. There's no straight erasure.
They out there slapping each other's nuts, apparently. That's what they do.
Yeah, I remember Steric fanfic.
Yeah, I read a good amount of that. Yes. When it was, like, a thing.
Yeah, there was one specifically I remember. I want to say it was called Alphas or something. I tried to look for it. I think it's been deleted or something from the internet.
That's tragic.
I mean, there are some people who, like, save these things because they're like archivists or whatever. They're the demons of the internet that won't let anything die. But this particular one had what was called nodding in it.
Oh, no.
And
why do we have to talk about this?
I had no idea what this was until I read this. And, like, people would randomly talk about it. And I'm just like, what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, because by people, I mean people on Tumblr, not, like, real human people.
Yeah, just random people.
I mean, I honestly could believe, like, a lot of people who I thought were real on the internet were just robots. Or, like, programmed AIs that they were working
really,
at.
Really intelligent robots.
They're like, I like this ship on this show. I'm like, wow, this robot likes gay porn?
Yeah, I've heard of nodding, and every time I've seen it, I've just completely...
ran away. Yeah, I agree with that. I honestly don't want, like... If you want to know what it is, you should look it up and then immediately delete your browser history. And maybe...
But I do remember there being a lot of it in Steric.
Yeah.
Because of the whole wolf thing, I guess. I don't know.
It's so unnecessary. It's like so unnecessary that people were like, oh, this. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, they're like half man, half wolf. It's like, not to that
it's
extent.
It's kind of just like a
chill
segue into like being a furry, honestly.
Honestly. Like, at that point, I'm like, y'all just want to be furries. Yeah, I know y'all out there, y'all hiding, and y'all trying to hide among us and pretend this is normal. It's like, no, we're not going to normalize this.
Hide among us.
We're not going to normalize this. No, it's not cool.
You can't fuck animals. I'm sorry. Furries, tweet at us.
Or please don't. Stay away from me.
We want to hear from you.
I will spray you with a squirt bottle. Like, they do those cats. It's like, stay away. Get off the couch. Get off my Twitter.
Get off my Twitter. Yeah, I don't remember any Steric specifically. I didn't have a traumatic nodding experience.
Yeah, there aren't very many, like, in the team, within the Team Wolf fandom, there were some pretty good ones. Like,
there were definitely, I definitely remember some good.
There's some pretty good
quality
Steric
ones. Yeah.
Like, I think I wrote a, like, one that got a pretty good amount of praise for myself.
Uh-huh.
And then I got... And then, like, there were some really good Sizek ones with Scott and Isaac. That was really... when they paired... like, because they wouldn't pair them together on the show. Like, honestly, fan fiction exists wholly because the creators aren't going to do something and the fans are like, I want to see this, so let's just imagine this happens.
Well, so... Yeah, so that's... I wanted to talk about... why fanfic as a is a thing, is such a big thing, because it's like, it's not just this little small corner. Well, it is kind of a little small corner of the internet, but I also feel like it's a pretty like commonly known thing if you're like a fan of certain things that there is fanfic, you know.
Yes.
So I feel like it's mostly just a response to like of fans like not seeing what they want on television or movies or media, I guess. Mostly television. And the funny thing is, most of it is gay. Like,
it's
I
very
feel
true.
Like, I feel like fanfic kind of gets written off as like, oh, like gay porn or whatever. I don't know. But like,
I feel like it's mostly written off as just like girls out there typing away to their heart's content or something. They mostly make it seem like it's a bunch of girls out there, but it's like, no, fanfic is actually just like a lot of underrepresented fans
who yeah feel,
or just really intense fans.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a response to like not seeing, especially when we're talking about like gay, like queer representation and stuff like that, it's like a response to like not seeing that on television, especially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I you know...
What? You know what? That was a very long, dramatic pause. But, like, that was like five ellipses. You know?
I was going to say something else, and then I didn't.
That would be really funny if, like, someone's mom did that. They'll be like, you know, and then just walks away. Like,
me as a mom.
you know what? Just walks into another room.
But I do feel like, you know, obviously, like, on the one hand, fanfic is just fun and it's silly and, like, who cares? Like, go read Japorn, you know, whatever. But on the other hand, I do feel like at a certain, like, there's a certain aspect to it that's, like, fans are writing this because they want to see a certain thing represented that is not being represented.
Yeah.
What did you just find?
Nothing. I was looking, okay, so I was looking up this fic because I was like, sure, let's, I'll read an excerpt to give an inkling of what these fics are like. And this one is like a, this one is a steric fic, but it's like a steric fic that Jackson from Teen Wolf is watching them as well.
Oh my god.
Like, he's just like watching them from outside.
Just okay, just go.
Like, it's really funny because I'm like, I'm gonna try and read this. I'm gonna try and read this with a straight face and contain myself. I'm trying to get all the giggles out. It's very hard. I'm so sorry.
Oh my god. Like, I'll read it. Give it to me. Where are you reading from?
It was like,
okie dokie. This is happening. Wow, yeah, this is hard. He found a completely nude Derek hunched over the smaller frame of a younger man. They feverishly searched for each other's mouths as Derek pressed himself into Styles. Jackson, still being within earshot, could hear the gasp that followed, as if all the air had left his lungs. He watched as he wrapped his legs around his chiseled torso and begged for him to proceed. All right, I'm not reading the rest of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough. But
pretty
it's
quality.
Just...
Also, they're not using, like, proper punctuation there. Was this you? Did you write this?
Yeah.
But you're not using proper punctuation also.
Hey, this was 6 years ago.
Wait. Oh, yeah, right here. You're not... You just forgot a period. It's fine.
Okay. You're just dropping punctuation. Yeah. So, chastised. Well, I've been chastised.
What a good time. I have to go on the record and say that I also wrote fanfic back in the day. I, just so that, you know, our listeners don't think that I'm just harpooning you.
Yeah, this whole episode was just a ploy to drag me through the streams.
I wrote some pretty weird, like, Harry Potter crack fic, like I said.
That seems on brand for you.
Yeah, just, like, crazy shit. I wrote a lot about Ginny Weasley for some reason. I really liked her. She was, like...
In the books or the movies?
I guess the books. I don't know. I don't even remember. I was pretty young.
I feel like there's a lot of people who say that they prefer book Ginny versus movie Ginny.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Ginny was the bomb.
.com. .co.uk.
.co.uk. .co.uk. Yeah, and then also I wrote a Tsubasa AU where it was like...
Tsubasa itself is just Cardcaptor's fanfic. Actually, it's just Clamp
a little bit,
Universe
yeah,
fanfic.
It is.
They were just... That's not true. Even fanfic, it's crackfic.
It's true.
They were like... Let's just do every crazy thing we've ever thought of.
Let's bring in every character we've ever made up.
And they'll all just travel. They'll change because they're traveling to the same world. I'm like, okay, y'all.
I loved Tsubasa. It's such a good concept.
It just seemed like there was just so much going on. Like,
It got very confusing in the end. But yeah, it was also very good.
Like, one of my classmates was trying to explain it to me. She's like, yeah, there's like a map because it's like one of them is like fake or something. Like, one of them's like a twin or a clone
something. So there's Shaoran, and then there's like real Shaoran, and then there's like clone Shaoran, and then whatever.
There's like a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I'm like, what is happening?
It was a mess, but I loved that one.
When you're in the 10th season and don't know what to do. Are there any other significant fics?
Significant fix. Any that, like, stick out in my mind? I read some Bleach fanfic back in the day. That might have actually been my first, like, foray into smut fanfic, because I shipped Ichigo and Rukia, like, very hard, and I was, like, and I was, like, looking for fanfic about them, and then that's how I got into, like...
I feel like you like Rukia because Rukia is, like, an extension of you. I mean, she's also, like, significantly shorter than a lot of the other characters.
Oh my god.
And she, also very aggressive.
She is, like, my favorite character of all time, probably.
Hey, look, I don't, like, fault you for that or anything. I think that's great. I think she's a great character. I'm just saying. You have a lot of similarities.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so I definitely went looking for fanfic about them. And then... But I don't remember any, like, specifically, that nothing, none that stick out in my mind from my childhood as being, like, a couple, except for that crazy AU about Jared Padalecki.
Yeah, I don't think I really ventured that much far, like, I haven't never ventured too far from, like, the main ships that I watched, or I, like, rooted for on shows. I didn't, like, really, like, go off and be like, oh, I want to, like, see what's on the Stydia side or anything like
that.
Oh,
yeah,
you can usually just stick to whatever ship that you're into, because it's, like,
yeah,
when you read the fic of that, it can just get all out of the way.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, I feel like at a certain point, like, I literally just started reading fic for ships. Like, I just was like, that, this is it, this is it.
I mean, I get that. Do you know, what's really funny is I feel like I dove into, I never even really watched The Walking Dead, but I dove into Walking Dead fic for some reason. And I'm like, I don't know why. I have no idea why, but it was like, I think there was like a post or something that came across my Tumblr and they were all like, oh, Walking Dead fics that you should read or whatever. It's like, Daryl paired up with this character or something. But really, the only ones I ever, like, if I was gonna, like, be interested in it, it had to have Shane in it at some capacity. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I love Jay Baruthel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's why. I was like, they're like, Shane, and I'm like, yes, what's he doing? I was like, who's he paired with?
That's really funny.
I think I read a couple of, like, him and, like, Daryl and him and, Daryl, which is Norman Reedus' character, and what's-his-face, Rick, the main character.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that seems like that would be a pretty popular ship to me, but maybe not. I feel like I'm always, like, a little bit surprised. Like, I'm always like, oh, I feel like this is gonna be a really popular ship, and then I, like, go into the, like, Tumblr tags or, like, something, and it's like... Like, there's, like, some other crazy ship that is, like, a huge ship.
Oh my god, it's, like... freaking Star versus the Universe, or Star versus the Forces of Evil.
Yes.
With, I forget his name. The devil kid? Like, the demon kid.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, Tom and Marco.
Yes, I was, like, I was like, how did I not pick up on that?
No, it's weird that I think you said it was the biggest ship in that.
Yeah, so I went on AO3, and I was like, because a lot of times, so I feel like my experience with fic nowadays is that, like, when I watch a new show, I'm just like, oh, I wonder what the fic is like. It's a very, like, casual browsing kind of a thing for me now. I'm like, oh, I wonder, like, what the fans, like, are up to. So I go on AO3. But yeah, when I went, I was like, oh, I bet everybody ships Star and Marco. Like, I bet that's, like, the thing. And then I went on, it was like Tom and Marco. And I was like, all right. I mean, sure. No, you know what my favorite was? When I watched,
I mean, you're...
When I watched, Gravity Falls.
Oh, goodness.
It's like, Bill, Cypher, and, Dipper. I was like, first of all, that is a triangle.
He's not a person.
He's not even a human person. And second of all, that is a 12-year-old. But anyway, that was one of my favorite ridiculous.
I mean, that is ridiculous. No, I remember when we watched what was it, Over the Garden Wall, and you were like, I'm gonna go see what the fic is, and you were like, weren't you, like, upset there weren't more Beatrice fic or something?
Yeah, Beatrice is the best. She and Wirt should have been together.
True. That was weird that they didn't end up together, because they seemed like they geared it towards that so much. Yeah. And then it's just like,
and then he just JK! Goes back to life, and it's like, oh, Sarah. Who was gay. All right.
I mean, she...
Who was a gay.
She did seem like...
She was wearing a bomber jacket, okay? She was gay.
Sorry, bombers are gay, everyone.
Sorry, bomber jacket. If you're a lady and you have a bomber jacket, you're
and are gay. Not queer, you should probably throw it away or donate it to the nearest homosexual.
Tweet at us. you're a kid.
Tweet
at us. I just want someone to tweet at us.
That's at, oh no, it's 2 a.m.
Hashtag bomber jackets. But yeah, I mean, that's mostly my, like, like, exposure to fics these days. I'm just like, oh, wonder what the fandom's up to.
True. I really don't delve that much into it anymore. Like, I feel like at this point in my particular life. No, I don't, like, delve into fandom like I used to. Like, I remember with Supernatural and Teen Wolf, I was, like, really heavily into it. So I was, like, I wanted to be an active member of the fandom.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now I feel like I really just, like, enjoy things from a distance and try and stay away from the discourse.
Because the
fans are really, like, especially, like, because of those Supernatural, like, those... No, wait, what were they called? The Super Hulock fans?
Yeah.
Oh my god, they used to be literally the worst. I mean, Rick and Morty fans outrank them now for the worst.
That was a tough time. Oh yeah, Rick and Morty.
They used to just... It just used to be too much, where they were, like, too aggressive about the whole thing. And I'm just like, dude, this is all fictional. We need to just calm down.
Yeah. Well, I love stuff that I see nowadays where it's like... Oh, like, don't be problematic and fix and, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's just people writing shit on the internet. Like, I don't know.
It's just people fighting on your front lawn.
Like, I get the whole, like, you know, don't ship, like, abuse, you know, don't ship, like, abusive relationships and, like, you know, like, that sort of stuff. But yeah. I feel like people are, like, very quick to, like, police what other people are, like, doing on the internet, and that just crosses over a lot into fandom and fanfic, and it just, I'm like, why do you care? Like, who are you that you care so much about this other person's doing?
Like, honestly, it's like, it doesn't affect your life all that much. It's
probably, it really doesn't.
It's like, if you just, like, went outside.
Mind your business.
Like, honestly, how I feel about it is it's just like, hey, maybe go outside.
Maybe just go outside.
Maybe just... It's like,
mind your business.
It's like every year when Nickelodeon does that day of play, it's like, whenever you get to that point, someone should be able to, like, hit a button where it's just like, it, like, turns off your internet connection and it's just like, hey, go outside.
Nickelodeon's day of play.
But it's for the internet. It's like, you've been dismissed from the fandom. You need to go outside.
Tumblr's day of play.
Oh, I would love that. Like, how they tried to do that so Tumblr funny. Prom years ago. That was a frickin' whatever that was.
That's a whole other conversation.
That's a whole nother drama.
Just about Tumblr. We've been on the internet too long, Chad.
It's true. I guess now we have to be assassinated. Yeah, but I think that's all I wanted to say about fanfic. It's
what did I say I was gonna look up to see what the top ship was?
Oh, that's true.
Was that what it was? I just wanted to see what the top ship on AO3 is.
Okay. Yeah, I think we were... I think I said it was Steric, which I still stand by because...
Well, let's fact check.
I feel like the only other one I can think of is maybe, like, Mulder and Scully being, like, way up there.
No, but they have, like, all their own websites because they were, like, because the OG.
They have their own websites because they're classy.
They were the OG.
They're classy fanfics.
Okay.
They don't have to ask people for money. Like, let's AO3 see. Has to ask people for money for their servers. They're like, if you don't, we can't all actively host And I'm like, you know, that's true. It's very much like every year when like Wikipedia is like, donate money, please. And I, like most people, see it and actively ignore it.
It's like, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you because I'm on AO3. Here's just a little taste of some of the things I'm seeing. I'm trying to figure out how to, like, figure out what the top ship is on AO3, but I just went into recent works, and here are some recent works. Fandom is a series of unfortunate events. The ships are Count Olaf, Kit Snicket, Beatrice Baudelaire, Lemony Snicket. There's...
She's 12!
No, Beatrice.
Oh. Wait, which one's Beatrice?
The one that he keeps writing to.
True.
Yeah. I just love Count Olaf, Kit Snicket.
Who is that?
Kit is the other... Isn't that the other brother? Isn't that the other Snicket brother?
There's a Snicket brother?
Oh, God. Have you been watching the show at all?
I haven't.
Anyway, there's also a Sonic the Hedgehog fic.
Oh, my God. The art that I see from that is, like, too much. Like, there's this picture of, like, Sonic and, like... It's, like, Batman and Shrek and he's pregnant with Sonic or something. It's, like...
Oh, my God.
It makes no sense.
Oh, my God.
It's very traumatic.
Oh, anyway, how do I figure out the most...
I have no idea.
Oh, God, all right. No fact-checking is happening in this. I just... That's some fun.
How do I look this up? I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess we'll never know.
So it looks like the most used tags on AO3 are alternate universe, angst, family, fluff, friendship, humor, hurt, comfort, love, romance, sexual content, and smut.
I like how those other ones were lower on the list.
Oh, it's in alphabetical order.
Oh, okay. It wasn't in list and ranking. I thought you were listing it in ranking, to which I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Nope. Some fun ones. Abduction.
Oh, God.
Age play.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Asphyxic. Like, I said that like I do know.
It's very implicative.
Asphyxiation.
What is wrong with people?
Bathing / washing.
What?
These are so good. Blood.
Are these in alphabetical order?
Bottoming. Coercion. That's, guys, come on.
You have been coerced into collusion.
Let's see. Dreams and nightmares.
What?
Everyone is alive.
That's my favorite. That's sad where you have to, it gets to that point where you're just like, everyone's alive in this one. No one died.
I love the next one, finger fucking.
That reminds me of that song from like South Park. Finger bang.
Oh, God. Don't even know. I'm sorry.
Wait, that's what it said?
Those are tags.
Don't even know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, these are popular tags.
Oh, my God. I can tell that some millennial who has, like, communication issues said that. It's like, I don't know. Like, I just keep messing up our relationship. I'm sorry. It's like, get out of here.
Sorry, there's just this one section. Pain, panic, past, penises.
That's my next novel.
Pining plot.
Pain, panic, past, penises.
Pregnancy. Oh, remember M-Preg?
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Wait, a popular tag is restaurants.
Just restaurants.
Restaurants.
Just popping. I would love to write an AU fanfic where they just go to like Chili's and their meal never shows up.
There is a really popular X-Files fic that's referenced. Wait, that's referenced as the Chili fic, but I don't know what it's about. Or, like, the Chili's fic. I don't know what it is.
I feel God in this Chili's tonight.
I feel God in this Chili's. Yep.
I want to write this fic now.
The last ones are voyeurism, war, weapons, weather.
I'm curious as to what weather is now. Weather. It's like, do they just sit around and it's
let's
like...
Let's click on it.
Talk about the weather?
Let's click
like,
on it.
Like, I kind of need to know what that means.
I don't know.
More than any of the other ones, I'm very interested in knowing what weather means.
I don't know. Well, most of these are tagged rain.
Oh, I guess it's just raining.
So it's just raining? Oh, here's snow. That's a Shadowhunters fic.
Well, that's enough of that.
So that's just a little peek into AO3. We don't know what the top ship is. Sorry, we don't do any fact checking.
Yeah, well, it's apparently hard to figure out. You would have to, like, source the whole internet.
Yeah, I
feel like
know,
you would
no,
have
no,
to
no,
source
no.
the whole internet to figure that out.
No, I just wanted to know what the top ship tag on AO3 was, but
you know
I
what,
couldn't figure that out.
You know
out.
What a good person to ask, or a good person to ask that would be? Yep. That AI that's in a robot is just like, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you tell me?
Oh.
Can you tell me what the top ship on AO3 is? Since
okay.
You've got all those algorithms percolating. All
right. Tune in next time when we ask a robot some questions.
Next week on Ask a Robot.
Oh, man. I feel like this episode was just a mess.
I told you it was going to... I actively said this was going to be embarrassing.
So tweet at us if you have had any terrible or wonderful experiences with fanfic.
Absolutely.
What's your experience with fanfic?
What's your favorite one? I want to know what your favorite ones are, and then I'm going to go read them and then critique
them.
Yeah,
if you have any recs. I would love a fic rec.
Yeah, I'll read one and I will message you back. If you message me one that happens to be mine, I will block you.
I will block you. I will block you, Chad Rhodes, 2018. Now I'm just looking in celebrities and real people think.
Oh, please don't do this. Okay, well, that's it for this episode. Next week.
We love you all. What's our next topic?
Next week we're going to do animation.
Yes, cartoons.
Yes.
I don't know if we won't be really talking about anime, right? That's just like
no, that's a different animal.
Yeah, so cartoons.
Yeah. Tune in.
We love them. All right. Thanks
for coming.
Thank you, bye. Thanks.